Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. The Reverend Tyler Arnold is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 18th chapter, beginning at verse 15. Now they were bringing even infants to him, that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him, saying, "Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You perhaps have heard the stereotype about the typical Jewish mother. They're considered overprotective and obsessive over their child's well-being. I guess you could call them the original helicopter parents, hovering over their children at every turn. They suffer with their children. They worry about their children incessantly, and perhaps even overfeed their children. Well, truth be told, these stereotypes actually have a foundation in history. And so we even see it here in the scripture, in Luke chapter 18. Now, in the scriptures, it was a very natural thing for a Jewish mother to have her child blessed by a great rabbi. So it shouldn't surprise us whenever they brought little children to Jesus. In fact, on their first birthday, this was the most common thing. And for the very reason that we hear infant children there in the text, sometimes translated little children or small children. It's in this way that mothers brought their children. The always protective Jewish mother is doing a great service to her children right here in the text. But Jesus is a busy man. He's on his way to Jerusalem, has things to do, and the great thing that we know that he did. And so the disciples are thinking they are doing something well, and according to the will of their teacher, their rabbi, Jesus, shooing away the parents, saying to the little kids, "Get away. He's got more important things to do." But as you know, he took them into his arms. We hear how he blessed the little children here in the text. And when God blesses children, he gives them something great. You see, a blessing is a performative utterance. It is the gospel in action, actively placed upon another. And when we bless children in the name of God, that is God's blessing to them. And not just children, but to anyone. God is giving something to somebody that doesn't have what God is giving. He is blessing them from God to them, us from God to us. He does not withhold the blessing. He gives it freely. And he is in the business of actively giving his blessing through truth and love, as he gives us even today with his mighty blessings, not only in word and spirit, but also in the many blessed things that we experience in our daily life. Now, we do have the blessing of house and home, of family, and even children. We have the blessed vocations that we find ourselves in, not only in this place, but in our jobs, our vocations as mother, father, husband, wife, in the many other vocations that we find ourselves in as well. But it is true that sometimes those blessings of God don't seem like blessings. In fact, sometimes they seem like hardships. They seem as annoyances. They seem as curses. When blessings from God do such thing, it really is hard to think of them as blessings. And I'm thinking specifically, since we're on the topic of it in Luke chapter 18, the blessings of children. Children are truly blessings to families, blessings to us, blessings to the church. And yet, when they kick and scream and cry, need to be changed, become utter annoyances in our daily life, we find it hard to find them as such. And in this fallen world, these blessings that we see and interact with in life will usually find a way to not feel like blessings at all. So God blesses us with a good job, the vocations that we have, but even that too seems to be a tragic thing whenever we are suffering in the midst of us. Or maybe even with good neighbors, but yet, whenever they feel like a curse, they're rude and they're hurtful, not so much of a blessing. Or with the talents and the abilities that God has given to each and every one of us, and then we see somebody else who has more talent in the area of which I love, or may has ability that I don't have, and then all of a sudden, God did not bless me with these things. He did not bless me enough. And beloved in the Lord, this is our problem. Sometimes the thoughts and the lived-in realities with these blessings that God has given to us and created in our lives, that He has endowed with us, they feel unpleasant. And the reason for this is because of our sinfulness and the fallen world that we live in today. We take our eye off of the one who gives us the blessings. And rather, instead, listen to the devil's lies that will tell you that blessings that we have are really not up to snuff. They are at times hardships and frustrations. Blessings are supposed to be filled with happiness and peace of mind. And if they're not, they don't seem like blessings at all. Now, this is why our minds misconstrue blessings given to our Lord. Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." And whenever Jesus does these sort of things like this with blessing children, He blesses us and makes a royal pronouncement. These belong to Him, He says. These are my children. And when He places His hands on them, when He gives them a blessing, He says, "You are mine and you belong to the kingdom that I have established." This is a perfect blessing that pierces into an imperfect world, into the lives of imperfect people. And for as long as we remain tainted by sin and under the devil's attack, God's blessings will be misconstrued and believed to be less than what they actually are. The Jewish mother brought their children to be blessed by a blessed teacher, by a blessed rabbi. A teacher who is God the Lord, the Savior of the world. And to hear these words of salvation is a blessing to you, however big or small that you think that they may be. God works His blessings through you as well, to your family, to your neighbor, just like the mother did with their child in the text. And we are to desire these blessings for others, if not our own children, then also for everyone in this world that God loves. And that means for all. That's why we're put to work. God's blessing is a free of charge gift, and He does this out of desperate love for His creation. It cost our Lord his life on the cross, but even though it would, he gives it anyway. We are covered by the blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of sins, bought at a price, blessed above all. God's blessings sometimes don't seem so well blessed. We're at fault for losing sight of the true gift that God's blessing actually is. And at times, it doesn't seem like much, but really, his blessing is everything. God brings us into the kingdom of God through his ultimate blessing. What he has done is performative on you. His death on the cross for you. And now, as the word says, by what Jesus has done for you, you are given the kingdom of God. Thanks be to God for that. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.